It was a big night for Dak Prescott. There was a lot of talk coming in to this game. How will he respond? How will the offense change after a game in Carolina where it seemed very vanilla with the play calling? And Matt, early on you could tell the Cowboys were going to change it up in a big way offensively.
Yeah, I liked how they got into that right off the bat. And obviously, you know, most NFL teams script the first, whatever you want to call it, 15 plays, whatever. So it's obvious that that was what the script called for, and they wanted to test Seattle deep. Or not Seattle, the Giants deep, and they knew, you know, the Landon Collins proclamation in the middle of the week. I don't think Linehan heard that and said, okay, I guess we better drop some deep plays. I think they kind of had the idea, look, the Giants are going to run things a certain way. When we see that, here's what we want to do. Dak recognized it. They call the right play at the right time, the Tavon Austin thing, and then, of course, a couple of shots later on where they threw deep to Deontay Thompson at the very end of the first quarter, and then right after that, I guess it was Gallup down the other sideline, and Dak missed the throws, but the idea that we're going to test you deep, you're not going to be able to load the box, and they kind of used the pass to help open up the run a little bit, whether it was Zeke getting some yardage, or really what I was impressed with was doing the zone reads with Dak and allowing it to open up some yardage for him to move the ball down the field.
And we saw that with Cam Newton, how well it worked against the Cowboys. It was good to see Dak doing that offensively and use his legs. We haven't really seen him. I mean, I guess people have been calling it Mississippi State Dak, where we're seeing him really run down the field and not just run the ball, but finish runs. I really liked watching him as he's running the ball, go after defenders and try to get those extra yards and try to force a missed tackle. And I know some people don't want to see your quarterback doing that, especially with this team where they don't really have a backup you're confident in. I loved watching Dak be physical running the ball, though, to really open that part of the game up that I know people weren't expecting going into Sunday.
Yeah, I can see that. You also highly run the risk of what happened to Eli Manning. And again, he's not the size of Dak when Jalen just launches himself into Eli.
True.
When he's a runner in the open field. So you have to be careful when you're doing that. But the thing with Dak at Mississippi State was he did a lot of RPOs and zone reads, and that was just what they ran there under Dan Mullen. And he was running it his junior year. He had 20 carries a game at some times. I mean, he was running it 15 to 20 times a game. It kind of went away a little bit from that his senior year. He didn't run it as much. But when I say that, it's not that he was running it 15 to 20. He was running it 12 to 15. And now here in the NFL, we're talking, wow, he ran it seven times. So I think he can give you even a little bit more. The interesting thing is that they were able to get some yards. They didn't have a lot of plays. And I was going through it today trying to figure out exactly why. They only had eight drives. They got the ball eight times. In any given game, typically you're looking at 10 to 12 drives a game. And this isn't just unique to the Giants game. It was that way against Carolina. Dallas right now is 31st in the NFL in plays per game after 2 weeks. They had, I think it was, 53-ish the other night and right around the same amount against Carolina. If you look at their average, last year they were averaging about 10 plays more a game offensively. And they're not going to finish where they are. It's some weird thing, maybe because of the defenses that Carolina and the Giants are running. But this is a team that really, and this plays into the yardage thing as well for the first couple of weeks. And Dak not having as much yardage, Zeke not having as much yardage. I mean, think about that. Even if they just get to where they were last year on average plays a game, that's 10 more plays. Now, if they're putting up 6 yards a play, that's 60 more yards a game. So all of a sudden, instead of having right at 300, you're at 360. And I think everybody would live with that. Instead of having Zeke at 78, he's at 100. And Dak at 160, he's a little over 200 passing.
And you mentioned Zeke, and I kind of want to bring Zeke up here next. And he finished the night 17 carries, 78 yards, and that touchdown there in the fourth quarter. With Zeke, I feel like we still haven't seen like the Zeke that we're expecting to see in 2018. It's been kind of there. There was a couple runs where I know he had one run where he, I think it was in the third quarter, where he was able to get some yards, but his call back on a Lyle Collins penalty. And he had another one in the second half where he kind of tripped going through the line. There's probably a scene there he can make some more noise with that run. But with Zeke, I'm not saying it's really the O-line's fault, or I'm not really saying it's Zeke's fault. I just feel like that facet of the game still needs to get going if this team wants to make a serious run and be more successful, because 20-13, even though they got the win, even though it started out really exciting, I feel like we still didn't see a good offensive game at the end of it.
Well, and again, part of it goes back to what I was saying about the plays in the game, because when you look at this, and I agree with you, I don't think we've seen Zeke. There's been a couple of times in each game. There are a couple of times on Sunday night where when Zeke is doing what he does and he's got it and he's at feed me Zeke, he hits the hole with some sort of like extra gear, some burst, whatever you want to call it. And there's been a couple of times, we saw it against Carolina, we saw it the other night against New York, where he had the opportunity and it just seemed like that extra gear is not there yet. Doesn't mean it won't be. We saw his rookie season. Hell, it took him a couple of games to get going. Took him a couple of games to get going last season. I guess that's just when he doesn't play in the preseason, that's what it is. But 4.6 yards an attempt. You know, you can live with that throughout the course of the year. If he's going to get 4.6 to 5 yards a carry, then you're going to like that. Dallas is actually fifth in the NFL right now in rushing attempts. But the problem of it is, again, they're not getting a ton of plays a game. So if you get that average plays per game in and you get that extra drive or two, and I don't know why. It's strange. That game Sunday night had a strange feel to it. You know, it started real exciting. Take the top off the defense. Hey, you're up 10-0. This looks great. And then they just kind of settled into it. And they let the defense kind of just do what it needed to do. And the offense just, I don't know if it was stale or it was grinding or what they were doing. But for a quarter and a half there, it just kind of seemed like they were content with the way things were going.
And the Giants were still bringing a lot of pressure on Dak, too. I felt like he wasn't really able to. There were plenty of times in that game where he's having to scramble out of the way and just kind of dump a pass away, try to hit Zeke like on a like an out route or something, and it just goes out of bounds. There's nothing there. But with that offensive line, I mean, one of the things we talked about all week leading up to this game was Connor Williams was kind of pushed around in Carolina. I felt like he did a better job. There were some plays where he was having to pull and looked a lot better to get his block. There was a couple that, you know, there were some rookie moments in that game too as well, but I felt like, as collectively, that offensive line looked better in this game as well.
Yeah, and they graded out that way, too. Pro Football Focus had both Connor Williams and Tyron Smith not giving up a pressure on Sunday night, and that is huge, especially, again, like you pointed out, going back to the Carolina game, some of the things that we saw from Connor Williams, even in the preseason, he's going to learn. He's going to get better, obviously, as the season goes along. And as that offensive line starts to get more comfortable with having a rookie at guard and having Joe Looney, who's kind of calling out the signals from the line and is kind of the brain, so to speak, of that offensive line, then everybody else is going to function a lot easier. The penalties still kind of are a concern a little bit. We saw a couple of those. Tyron had one early on in the game.
Lyle Collins had one that stopped a big Zeke run.
Yeah, you see a couple of the holds that get called that are unfortunate, and you got to clean that stuff up because they're right now top 10 in penalty yardage offensively. There's only a couple of teams that have more penalties than them. There's a bunch of teams that are tied, and then Pittsburgh has like this just berserk number of penalties for some reason. But they did, and this is part of the offensive line, against Carolina they got behind the chains. It was 1st and 17. It was 2nd and 12. On Sunday night, they were able to get ahead of that, and they had 24 first downs. They were able to get 14 of those into 2nd and 6 or shorter. And when you're doing that, it shortens the field for your offense. You're able to do some of the things creatively, the RPOs, the zone reads, slant passes, things like that, that when it's 1st and 15, oh, why'd he throw a slant? We got 6 yards. Okay, well, 2nd and 6. Oh, he threw a slant. We got 6 yards. Yeah, it's a first down. It's a little bit different when you're able to manage first down a little better.